天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你是否会觉得说现在的生活真是人情冷暖，好像人与人之间的信任充满了危机，我们无法去敞开心交朋友，更无法真心的分享自己，那甚至在家这个本应该温暖的地方，我们也都没有办法好好的与家人沟通，这究竟是为什么呢？为什么在我们内心深处渴望人与人之间的温情，似乎又被自己防卫的心理毁掉了呢？那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起来寻找这些问题的答案吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are so glad you tuned in.
我们非常高兴你能收听这个节目。
Thank you for following this series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
谢谢你连续收听关于十诫的系列信息。
I am sure that you have noticed how all relationships have become more shallow of recent years.
我相信你已经注意到，近些年来，人和人之间的关系变得越来越浅薄，表面化。
People no longer love each other sacrificially.
牺牲的爱在人们中间已经消失了。
Family members turn on each other.
家庭成员之间常常彼此针对。
The model of modern-day relationships has become what's in it for me.
当代人际关系的座右铭变成了我从中有什么好处呢？
We have more knowledge about the dynamics of relationships than any other time in history.
我们比历史中任何时期都更了解人际关系中的相互作用原理。
But our relationships are more selfish than any other time in history.
但是我们的人际关系也比历史上任何时期都自私自利。
The order of the Ten Commandments will help us understand this modern-day problem.
十诫的命令会帮助我们明白当今的问题。
The order of the Ten Commandments is God's way of telling us why and when relationships can become shallow.
神借着十诫的命令告诉我们为什么以及什么时候人际关系会变得淡漠。
Each commandment is like a floor in a building. Each one is built upon the other.
每一条诫命就像建筑物的一层楼，它们是层层相叠的。
But above all, they are built on a solid and strong foundation.
但从根本上讲，所有的楼层都应该建在坚固稳定的根基上。
Without a solid foundation, a building cannot stand.
没有坚固的根基，一座建筑物就无法耸立。
Without a strong foundation, a building will collapse at the first sign of trouble.
没有强壮的根基，一旦出现问题，建筑物就会坍塌。
The reason why relationships between people are crumbling today,
今天人与人之间的关系如此不堪一击的原因，
is because we have moved away from the foundation.
是因为我们已经偏离了根基。
Without a solid foundation, relationships will collapse.
没有了坚固的根基，关系就会崩溃。
And that is why God began His Ten Commandments with the importance of the foundation.
这就是为什么神在十诫中首先强调根基的重要性。
He tells us we must learn to honor Him before we can honor anybody else.
他告诉我们，我们必须先学会尊重神，然后才懂得尊重人。
If we do not know how to honor God,
如果我们不知道如何尊重神，
we are incapable of fully loving anybody else.
我们也就不能充分地爱其他人。
God is saying that if the foundation is missing,
神的意思是如果缺失了根基,
sooner or later the building will collapse.
迟早建筑物都会坍塌的。
And that is why he only comes to the fifth commandment after he had given us the first four.
这就是为什么他给了我们前面四个命令以后才给我们第五条诫命。
Honoring your father and mother would not make sense if it came before you shall have no other God before me.
当孝敬父母这条诫命如果出现在除了我以外你不可有别的神之前就不太合情理。
The fifth commandment would not have meant anything if it came before you shall honor my name above all else.
第五诫命若出现在你要荣耀我名在一切之上的前面就不会有任何意义。
What does it mean to honor your parents?
当孝敬父母是什么意思呢?
The word honor in the original language means heavy.
孝敬一词在原文中是沉重的意思。
What does God mean by heavy?
上帝所说的沉重又是指什么呢?
He is saying to give weight to your relationship with your parents.
神的意思是你和父母之间的关系具有很重的分量。
He is saying, show deep respect for your parents.
神的意思是说给你父母高度的尊重。
He is saying, view your parents as a treasure and a gift from God.
上帝是在说把父母看成是神所赐的财富和礼物。
Now, of course, this command changes depending on the age of the children.
当然，应用这个命令要根据孩子们的年龄不同而有所改变。
Its application for young children is different than its application to independent adults.
它对于青少年的应用是不同于独立自主的成年人的。
Today, I want to speak to two groups of people.
今天我想跟两组人谈一谈。
First, I want to talk to young children and young adults.
首先，我要和青少年和年轻的成人谈。
All of those who are financially dependent on your parents are to obey your parents.
那些在经济上倚靠父母的，应该听从父母。
Both in Colossians and Ephesians, the Apostle Paul gave this message to the children.
在哥罗西书和以弗所书这两卷书中，使徒保罗都给孩子们传递了这个信息。
He said, "Obey your parents, for that's right."
他说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
The only time that you do not obey your parents if they ask you to commit sin against the living God.
如果父母要求你去犯罪，得罪永生神。这时你才可以不服从。
Otherwise, you obey them all of the time.
否则你都要听从父母。
Young people, I have four helpful suggestions to you.
年轻人，我要送给你们四条很有用的建议。
Number one,
第一
be patient with your parents' weaknesses.
对你父母的软弱要有耐心。
If your parents make mistakes, be understanding and quietly set an example.
如果父母犯了错，要理解并悄悄地做出榜样。
Number two,
第二
encourage your parents to talk to you about their problems.
鼓励你的父母跟你谈他们的难处。
Keep in mind the stress that comes with working hard to provide for their family.
要记住，父母为供应家人的需要而辛勤工作，他们都承受着不小的压力。
Number three,
第三
if your parents do something that you think is wrong,
如果你觉得父母做了错事
tell them that you dislike their behavior, but do not turn your anger toward them.
告诉他们你不喜欢他们的行为，但是不要对他们发怒气。
Number four,
第四
above all, pray for your parents.
最重要的是应该为父母祷告。
They may seem confident on the outside, but they feel weak on the inside.
他们外表上看起来很自信，但是内心却很软弱。
They need God to get them through these difficult years.
他们需要神的帮助来度过那些特别困难的年月。
Kids, try these helpful suggestions and see if they work, and then write to me and let me know.
孩子们，尝试这些有益的建议，看看是否有帮助，然后写信告诉我，让我知道。
Why am I telling you these things?
为什么我要告诉你这些事情呢？
Because children who are trained at a very early age in the joy of obeying their parents,
因为那些在幼年受的训练能高兴地听从父母的孩子，
they will have no difficulty obeying the Lord.
他们在顺服神这个层面就不会那么难。
Children who at very early age have learned to submit to their parents' authority,
那些在幼年时已经学会了服从父母主权的孩子，
They will have no difficulty submitting to God's authority.
他们在顺服神的主权方面就不会很难的。
And that is why the Bible said to fathers, Do not exasperate your children, but train them.
因此圣经说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Train them not only in words, but in example.
不仅仅用言语教导他们，更重要的是以身作则。
How do parents do this?
做父母的该怎么做呢？
When a child sees his or her parents living in obedience to their heavenly father,
当一个小孩看到自己父母的生活是顺服天父的，
they will learn to obey their heavenly father too.
他们就也会学习顺服天父。
Children are watching their parents to model their example.
孩子们观察并模仿父母的榜样。
And children who are trained to obey their parents will grow up to obey their heavenly father.
而孩子们接受训练，服从他们的父母，长大以后就会顺服他们的天父。
The fifth commandment is very clear.
第五条诫命是非常清楚的。
Children, obey your parents so that you may live long in the land.
你们做儿女的，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Now, I need to give you an explanation here.
现在我要给你一个解释。
Living long does not necessarily mean old age.
日子长久不一定是指长寿。
There are wonderful obedient children who die young.
有些非常好的顺服的孩子，他们却英年早逝。
So it doesn't necessarily mean old age.
因此它不一定是指长寿。
That is why I want to explain to you this expression of living long.
这就是为什么我想给你解释日子长久的这个词。
It is an expression which means that you would experience the fullness of God's blessing.
它意味着你会经历神赐福的丰富。
That you would experience the abundant life.
你会经历丰盛的生命。
That you will experience prosperous fulfillment in your life.
你会经历到生命兴旺的应许实现。
That you will experience a joyful contentment in your life when you honor and obey your parents.
当你孝敬和顺服父母时，你会在生活中经历喜悦的满足。
Listen to what Proverbs 3:1 and 2 says.
请听箴言第三章一到二节是怎么说的。
My son, don't forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart.
我儿，不要忘记我的法则，你心要谨守我的诫命。
For they will prolong your life and bring you prosperity.
因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。
Now I want to speak to the adult sons and daughters about their relationship with their parents.
现在我想告诉成年的子女们如何对待你们与父母的关系。
When you are no longer dependent on your parents, the relationship changes from obedience to respect.
当你不再依赖父母了，关系就由听从变成了尊敬。
It changes from obedience to esteem.
它由听从变成了尊重。
Some of you, for one reason or another, do not feel that you can honor your parents.
有些人出于某种原因，觉得再也不能孝敬自己的父母了。
Some of you may have experienced hurt and lack of love from your parents.
有些人可能经历了父母的伤害，并缺乏父母的爱。
And every time you think about this, you become angry.
而且每次想到这些，你就会很生气。
And because of this negative past, you feel that you can never honor your parents.
因为这些负面的经历，你觉得你根本不可能孝敬你的父母。
You feel that you can never esteem your parents just as the commandment is saying.
你觉得你没办法像诫命中所说的那样去尊重你的父母。
Some of you may feel that you cannot forgive your parents for whatever hurtful things they have done.
可能有些人觉得自己不能原谅父母所做过的那些伤害自己的事情。
Let me suggest something important for you to do.
让我建议你做一些很重要的事情。
Sit down and write all the good things and the positive things about your parents.
坐下来，写出你父母做过的所有好的、正面的事情。
Then write all the negative things that you feel your parents have done.
然后写出你认为你父母做过的所有负面的事情。
Once you have finished writing,
当你写完了所有的事，
then write across the page the following.
就在这些字句之上写出下面几个字。
Matthew 6:14 and 15.
马太福音第六章14到15节。
What does Matthew 6:14 and 15 say?
马太福音六章14到15节说的是什么呢？
It says, if you forgive others, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
他说，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
There are some who would say, I have tried to forgive my parents.
有些人可能会说，我已经尝试过去原谅我的父母了。
But I just don't feel that I have forgiven them.
但是我觉得我还是没有原谅他们。
But let me remind you that feeling is an emotion.
我要提醒你，那种感受只是一种情绪。
There is nothing wrong with emotions.
产生一些情绪并不是什么错误。
But there is something you need to know about emotions.
但是你需要对情绪有所了解。
Your emotions will follow the decision of your will.
你的情绪取决于你的意愿。
Your emotions will follow the act of your will.
你的情绪会随着你的意愿而波动。
When you practice forgiveness, sooner or later your feeling will follow.
当你实践饶恕之时，或早或晚，你的感受会随之而来。
You say, well, how do I practice forgiveness?
那你可能说，那么我怎么样实现饶恕呢？
First, you need to confess your unforgiveness to the Lord.
首先，你需要在神面前为你的不能饶恕而忏悔。
Tell him honestly that you cannot bring yourself to forgive your parents.
诚实地告诉主，你做不到让自己饶恕父母。
Then get another page and start writing all of your sins.
然后拿出另一页纸，开始写你所有的罪。
And when you have two lists in your hand,
你手中拿着两张单子。
Ask yourself the question.
问自己一个问题。
Do I want barriers between me and my heavenly Father?
我希望在我和天父之间有阻隔吗？
Do I want my sins to stand between me and my heavenly Father?
我愿意有罪拦在我和天父之间吗？
And the answer, of course, is no.
答案当然是不愿意。
But please do not misunderstand me on this one.
请不要误会我的意思。
Matthew 6:14 and 15 is not talking about the forgiveness of salvation.
马太福音六章十四至十五节不是在谈论关于救恩方面的饶恕。
Jesus is talking about the daily forgiveness that comes from the hand of God.
耶稣只是在谈论那从天父而来的日常生活中的饶恕。
I don't want you to ever forget this.
我希望你不要忘记这一点。
Satan loves to see you in a prison of unforgiveness.
撒旦喜欢看见你困在不肯饶恕的监牢之中。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because forgiveness is your heavenly Father's characteristic.
因为饶恕是天父的品格。
Unforgiveness is Satan's characteristic.
不肯饶恕是撒旦的特性。
My listening friend, let me tell you something very important.
亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你非常重要的一点。
Forgiveness must be deeply rooted in the knowledge that you are a sinner.
饶恕一定要建立在你认识到自己是一个罪人的基础上。
That you are a lawbreaker.
你认识到你是一个违反律法的人。
That you are a rebellious person.
你认识到你是一个叛逆者。
But God forgave you.
但是神已经宽恕了你。
True forgiveness of your parents or anybody else must be founded upon the fact that God loved you while you were a sinner.
要真正原谅你的父母或任何人，一定要基于这事实之上，那就是你还是罪人的时候，神已经爱你了。
God loved you while you did not love him.
当你还不爱神的时候，他已经爱你了。
God loved you while you were at enmity with God.
当你还与神为敌的时候，神已经爱你了。
And that is why all true forgiveness begins and ends with understanding Jesus' forgiveness of you.
因此，真正的宽恕从始至终是要理解和明白耶稣对你的宽恕。
Without a deep appreciation of the unconditional love and forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ, relationships will not hold.
对主耶稣基督无条件的爱和宽恕，若不能心存感激，这关系就不会持久。
But a relationship that is built on the strong foundation of Jesus' forgiveness.
但一个关系若建立在主耶稣的宽恕这个坚固的根基上，
will be true and lasting forgiveness.
那就会是真正的持久的宽恕。
You cannot forgive without that understanding.
没有对主的理解，你就不能宽恕。
Once you have that deeply rooted in your heart,
一旦这种理解深深植入你心，
you can forgive and you will keep on forgiving.
你就能够宽恕，并且不断的宽恕。
And that is my plea with you, that you will take this to heart and you will act upon it.
这是我对你的呼吁，希望你能把它牢记在心里，并能付诸行动。
It will change your life.
它就会改变你的生命。
It will bless you in ways you can never understand.
它甚至会以你不能理解的方式使你蒙福。
And then write to us and tell us.
请写信和我们联系，告诉我们你的情况。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
原来是我们缺少了神的爱这个根基。是啊，如果没有神的爱，我们又怎么会知道何为爱呢？尤其是我们与父母孩子之间的关系。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在成长的过程中呢，我们多少都会被父母伤害过。愿我们可以照着麦克牧师的方法来试试看，求神来怜悯我们，在原谅中能够得到真正的自由。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
闪烁的光彩之中，我心不住歌颂。叮叮当，叮叮当，铃声多响亮，在这永恒的应许中，耶稣是最美的礼物。心不住歌颂。